It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
This is Pete Fopiano sitting in for Steve Jackson, and we are going into our regular segment of Brouhaha. And, of course, we have our guru, Mark Carpenter, with us here.
How are we doing? I've got a great beer brew, today with me.
I would hope so, because when we think of brew, we think of you, you know.
That's why I come here on Thursdays.
I know, that's why, and that's why we have you here. And we also have Brad Calkins with us. And, he's opening his hand already. Yeah, it's like, okay, so this is definitely, we have officially kicked off Brouhaha.
Can I say to Steve, this tastes so good.
Yeah, too bad he's not here with us.
And Brad's with Visit Santa Rosa here in town.
And we were just talking about the Smart Train, and Brad said that
we have to introduce our leader.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm sorry. I apologize.
We got Herlinda Haras here. She's responsible for all of us being here.
Herlinda is here, and I'm sorry. I apologize. To tender merits here, okay?
I guess
I'll just have to go take that Trump cabinet chief of staff job and end my career now.
Right? Yeah. McDonald's every day.
Yeah.
I don't know what would pair with McDonald's beer-wise.
I'm sure we can find something.
I'm sure we could. Yeah, just ask any college student, but we won't. We won't go there right now. But Brad, you were mentioning, since we were talking about the Smart Train a couple of minutes ago, you wanted to talk about how that fit in with this segment of Brouhaha.
Yeah, I was going to say segue. It works right in, perfect. We are doing a beer passport as part of February, and this is going to be our third year. But something new and different that's happening this year is quite a few breweries are getting together, Moonlight, Plow, Cooperage, and Fog Belt, and they're going to be running a shuttle for the first two Saturdays for sure. We're working on the third Saturday in February to run a shuttle that would actually pick up at the Smart Train and then hit those breweries and continue running from noon to 5. So something very exciting if you want to take the Smart Train in and hit those breweries and part of beer passport, give it a try. And
that's a fabulous idea, especially if you live in Petaluma.
Because
you got some great bars in Petaluma you can hit, get on the train, go to Santa Rosa.
Or vice versa. That's a great way to get down to Petaluma. And, well, the nice thing about the Petaluma spot, too, is you can actually, like, immediately just walk over to, like, Brewster's Beer Garden and all those places right downtown for beer as well. But then you come up to Santa Rosa for Santa Rosa Beer Passport. So tell us about that this year. You've got a few changes. And what is Beer Passport?
So Beer Passport, this is our third year doing this, and the end game that everybody wants is this beautiful metal, and I'm sorry you don't have CO Vision on the radio.
I'll take a picture.
But it's a heavy quality metal like you would get from running a race, and this year it is shaped like a keg. Last year it was shaped like a bottle cap, and it has a year on it. So if you hit a 9 out of the 12 breweries, you get this metal. Just turn it into our welcome center. You also get a choice of a beer stein, but I brought the heavy, fun metal, and it's all breweries in Santa Rosa and Berry Public. We also work with them. You can take the Smart Train in and walk over to Third Street Ale Works, walk over to Russian River Brewing. You can, as of February 1st, we're hoping that Three Disciples, that's set to be their opening date here in downtown also, and then also Shady Oak, so you can do some walking and enjoy theirs, and then head on that shuttle and head over to Moonlight, Plow, Cooperage, and Fog Belt.
So, like, where do we get this passport? I have a feeling it's somebody that we really love. That's so you can pick up these. It's like a paper folding, almost like a map passport, and you can stamp it. Looks like you can stamp it like you would a passport. And where do they? So if they take the train up, where do they go?
So a couple places they can pick it up from the train or any time is actually at our welcome center right there in Railroad Square.
Right,
but
by
also
the train.
But one of our favorites, Willoughby's. Willoughby's is going to be handing them out.
That's great.
Of course, any of the breweries that are participating will have them to start with.
So all the
breweries will also have them. Yes.
And it's you should get it, because it's a great reminder of how many fabulous breweries we have here in Sonoma County. Because when I look at this list, I mean, there are great beers at all those breweries. And it's a great opener. I think you should go get it for sure.
So everything kicks off first, really, because it's February, which I love. First, so this is a tie-in to San Francisco Beer Week. Visit Santa Rosa has been a sponsor of SF Beer Week for quite a few years. I've ridden the bus down there with you guys for the gala, which is always super fun. And so you guys are sponsoring again, and then you segue right into the entire month of February for Santa Rosa Beer Passport.
Yeah, and I think we'll be talking a little bit about that more later. But going back to SF Beer Week and being a sponsor, I think that was one of our first meetings, one of the first times we met you.
It was the first time.
Of the events. We've been a sponsor now for 4 or 5 years.
Five years now.
One of the first years down, we got to know you. And you actually helped set us up with a conversation to meet some of the brewers. And we met quite a few people, and that got us really got us going in the beer market in Santa Rosa and San Francisco, and helping put Sonoma County on the map for being known as a beer destination.
I think it's a natural fit for Santa Rosa to be a sponsor. Anything to do with Sonoma County being a sponsor of San Francisco Beer Week, because people come from all over the world. I meet people from all over the world, or I see old friends from all over the world that are bringing their breweries, et cetera, too. Yeah, I see we've got the finger up here.
well, that means we have about a minute left, so we can just kind of start to wind up before we have to take our break here.
But it's true. When we travel, we see all kinds of interest in the breweries located here in Sonoma, you know, in European countries. It's a well-known area, and we're very lucky to have all these, so many good beers right at our doorstep, because there's a lot of areas in this country and the world that that's not the case.
Yeah, when I go to brewery places, I say I'm from Santa Rosa, and they know exactly where that at is in terms of beer.
And as we like to say, beer city in the middle of wine country.
Well, it takes a lot of
Santa
beer
Rosa's
to make
new
wine.
Slogan, to be
That's
sure.
Right.
Earlier this week on the show, various people have talked about the government shutdown. And, of course, if you look at the news or read the paper, that's one of the very few things you'll see that on the headlines, or that's one of the lead-off stories on the news, government shutdown. And we tried to talk a little bit about how it's affecting people and so forth, but there's one area that you may not think the government shutdown is affecting, and that is the brewing industry. So, Herlinda, would you kind of give us some insights on what's happening with that?
Well, the shutdown, as you may have seen on Stephen Colbert, which was hilarious, of course, all, over some of the news, is affecting breweries as well, because they can't get their labels approved. That's all due to the TTB, which is a federal entity. But Mark could actually talk about it a little bit more.
Well, for breweries to sell out of state, California breweries, if you're just going to sell your beer in California, you only need state approval. But if you want to sell across state lines, you need federal approval. And when I was in the working in the industry, it was a nightmare. It can't be the same, because there's just too many breweries now, and they haven't hired the millions of people they'd need to keep up with it. But the fact is that there's nobody there even to stamp an okay on these labels. And someone mentioned to me the other day, it's holding up the new summer releases. Because brewers already, and we're in wintertime, we don't think about summer. Brewers are thinking about their summer beers and what they're going to do with it, and getting those labels approved. We want to see this thing get over. And very often it takes something like affecting our beer. That'll end this whole thing. And there's some good beers out there. As I said earlier, I was drinking a Namazu from Seismic, and I love their logo, the graphics on the can. The Namazu is actually a giant catfish that lives under the island of Japan, and there's a god that keeps control of him. And if the god lets his guard down, then this catfish starts to move around and causes these horrible earthquakes in Japan. And there's a great picture of the Namazu on there. I just think it's a classic beer can.
It's a
great logo.
Label.
And they had to get federal approval if they're selling that outside of California. I wouldn't think they'd have trouble with that one.
You know, Mark, you failed to mention what else is on the label. And I do have to give a shout-out to Tia and Tanya in my office, because it is an OPA. Otherwise known as an OPA, but OPA to that.
Which means an oat pale ale. You've heard of IPA. It's OPA. But that always reminds me of my big fat Greek wedding. OPA!
OPA.
OPA. So cheers for that. But that doesn't affect the growlers, though, right?
Because a brewery that's selling a growler, they're selling it right there in the state of California. So, no, that would be not affected at all. I think if I were a brewer these days, and I would, it was really a pushed to the limit, I would go ahead and release the beer and worry about getting forgiveness later. They're going to have to cut a lot of slack to these guys if they really put off a lot of their releases.
Yeah, a little recommendation there for civil disobedience.
Well, look,
he is a brewer. You know, that's like what they do. Sailors and brewers.
I know. Trouble. Yeah.
Speaking of, if there's any Coast Guard folks out there that are needing some beer because they're affected, their beer budget's affected by the shutdown, I will gladly bring some over to Two Rock for you or out or off the base.
What a nice offer.
I'm serious. My dad was a sailor. It's important for them to have their beer.
And Coast Guard's the only service that's not getting paid.
I know.
Right.
And it's
really
crazy. A shame.
And because they're part of the Department of Homeland Security. And we talked a couple of days ago about the fact that people are getting them Safeway gift cards. Or, you know,
oh, really?
They can't give them money.
Yeah.
As a federal employee, you can't accept over $25 in cash. But you can accept gift cards. So those of you who are listening.
Or a 12-pack.
Yeah, a 12-pack. That's right. So that's what a lot of people are doing.
And it's
a wonderful community spirit to do that for the Coast Guard personnel. It's unfortunate that they have to do that, but you know, those who are listening, that's a way that you can reward these folks who are out there on the front line, the Coast Guard. You know,
well, does that mean they're eating on base these days? Because you,
I hope so. They actually have really good food at Two Rock. It's actually considered one of the best. They have a culinary school at Two Rock.
Right.
Yeah, it's actually really cool.
But that would you know, you showing up with some ale or some beer or whatever, along with maybe some other Safeway or other store gift certificates, that would be much appreciated from those folks.
I won't have that, but I will have beer if they need it. So.
I think they will welcome you.
But speaking of like the Coast Guard, so all the SF Beer Week has events in Alameda in the East Bay, in San Francisco, up here in the North Bay, in Sonoma County. There's something like 1,000 events going on, and you can go on to sfbeerweek.org to see the different events. You can put in by region, by North Bay, etc., and buy your tickets on there. But there's a lot of events going up here, but also Sonoma County breweries going to San Francisco.
Yeah, that's one of the most exciting parts, and that's one of the benefits we have of sponsoring is we can put stuff on the SF Beer. Visit Santa Rosa can put items on the SF Beer Week calendar, and we can really talk and promote the breweries, not just here too amongst ourselves and our own locals coming out for February, but if someone wants to go to see the other areas, you know, they can go to the opening gala at Pier 35. But Berry Public's pouring at the Richmond Draft House, Hen House is going to be at the Hop Grenade in Concord. They're all over the place. The Avenue Bar is going to have a 707 brews with quite a few of our breweries down there pouring on February 2nd. So it's exciting. Russian River is having tie-on night at the Pie Bar in San Francisco. All those tie-on ending beers for those who don't.
That's a great bar. I've spent a lot of time there.
Yeah.
Which
Pie Bar.
Pie Bar in San Francisco.
There's pizza and the symbol pie.
And then at Taplands,
pizza.
Yeah, and at Taplands in Santa Clara. So all the way down to Santa Clara, there's going to be a North Bay Brewers Night, and that's going to include Sonoma Springs, Hen House, Russian River, Bear Republic. So quite a few. It's exciting, really, to be a part of SF Beer Week. And, again, not just talking about our beers here, but making sure that anyone in the whole Bay Area gets a sampling of what the breweries are doing here in Sonoma County and what they have to offer and the wide range. And, you know, that's why I love doing the tourism part for Visit Santa Rosa, because I get to talk about them all, and I do get to sample them once in a while, too.
Yeah. Bonus.
And there are some great beers to be had here in Sonoma County, but also in San Francisco, for sure. We just had on Kim from Social Kitchen. You can, during this beer week, you could go by there and go to the home of Brute IPA, which is growing by leaps and bounds.
Mm-hmm. And earlier you mentioned the tourism aspect. People really do come from all over the world for our beers here in Santa Rosa, but they also come for SF Beer Week because it's such a great short concentration of time where they can try all these different beers and get immersed in what San Francisco has to offer. And the idea is to have them come up to Sonoma County for a day or two and try our different beers also and do it all as one package and really plan their vacation or trip around it.
Well, the first 2 weeks of February is also the Pliny the Younger release from Russian River Brewery, which is a big, big deal. It makes news all over the world. You know, Lions, etc. But now there's the two breweries, so the Lions will actually probably be a lot shorter. But I saw on Russian River's website that there's some hotels that are going to be offering discounts if people are coming up for Pliny the Younger. You know, they can, you know, they can have some Pliny and then hit all these other breweries, get their passport over at Willoughby's, and you know, there's no reason why you have to just go to one brewery, right, when you're here.
That's exactly right. They can do quite a few. I believe the Flamingo, the Sandman, the Astro, quite a few of our hotels are offering specials during that first few weeks of Pliny, and then North Bay Brewery Tours is doing the tours, the bus for the special, so a lot of different options to choose from.
And you're going to need a hotel if you start going to all these breweries.
Well, that's the idea, is we try to promote the responsibility, so in our page of visitsantarosa.com / beer passport, we also list the hotels, but we also list the transportation companies and give alternates so that you're not drinking and being on the road.
That's terrific.
Seismic's here with a special growler for us.
Oh, really? Oh. Fantastic. Oh, we're going to try some new beer, brand new beer that was, we're told, released yesterday, made for SF Beer Week.
This is one of the perks of radio broadcast, people, is that occasionally you have people come in and bring you samples of their product, and then you have the pleasure of reviewing them.
and that's the best part about being a guest, is I get to call this work also and try some of the beers.
I know. It's a tough job.
But we've been grafted into it, haven't we, folks?
We're doing a good job.
I still haven't figured out how to tell my parents what I do, but other than that, it's a tough job.
Well, it sounds pretty, because you're the executive director of Visit Santa Rosa, right?
Correct. I'm the executive director. My business card actually says the chief eating and drinking officer.
I like that.
That's really what we promote in Santa Rosa and Sonoma County. It is such a food culture, and it's not all alcohol. We have some great non-alcoholic drinks that are from here and other options, and it's all about eating and drinking. So cheers.
Hey, salute, guys.
Hey,
thanks
Pat,
for having me.
What did you bring?
So I brought our band's brand spanking new Seismic Porter here. So we probably just racked this off last week and launched it officially yesterday. So this is American Robust Porter, but in a very sessionable package, about 5.2% ABV, perfect for culling up next to the fire. And
the ABV is about the alcohol alcohol by volume.
Correct.
For
yes.
folks on the road right now.
And 5.2 is a nice level. You can have a few of them, no problem.
Exactly.
And when I smell this, it's got a wonderful coffee roasty aroma to it. It's got some nice body to it and a great finish, nice, clean, crisp finish I like quite
so
a bit.
Yeah, it's a lot of bittersweet cocoa, lots of coffee, nice and roasty.
And if you were to offer me the growler to take home tonight, what would I want to cook for dinner to go with that?
What's
now,
nice
that's
about
a subtle hint
if
I've ever heard
one. I'm just asking.
It was my birthday yesterday.
An even more subtle hint.
What's lovely about Porter is, you know, you get a lot of robust and complex flavors in here, so I think it's hardy enough to hold up to, like, a thicker cut of meat, you know, spice it with some... You know, just like salt and pepper. You don't need to go too crazy with it.
But lamb, a roast,
Well, the classic is oysters and porter, which is, you know, seems just opposite. But the truth is the beer is very much like champagne in the fact that it goes with all foods. Mm-hmm. It's really nice. You don't have to worry too much about getting the right pairing.
I think beer goes better with food almost, and this might be sacrilege in Sonoma County to say this, than wine. There's so many types of beer. And that can, I think, I mean, I love wine too, obviously, but you can, like, really tailor it. You know, you can adjust recipes with beer to go towards a food that you're thinking of. It's unusual. Yeah.
Well, the carbonation lends itself really well to a lot of different foods. You know,
another sounds like a challenge. We're going to have to arrange a debate between the wineries and the breweries and let everybody fight it out and let the ships fall where they may.
We could have a big dinner, and with each course, you could have a beer and a wine. And everybody could decide which they like.
I think the real question in everyone's mind, though, is can you drink beer from a Pringles can?
we'll try to answer that when we come back. Okay, this is Brew Ha Ha here on The Drive, and this is Pete Fopiano sitting in for Steve Jackson. We're having all kinds of fun over here. I hope you're having as much fun listening as we are talking and sampling the various beers. But we got a couple of minutes left. left. So, Herlinda, you want to make a couple of points before we ran out of time?
Well, actually, I just wanted to talk about, we're going to be doing a couple of special brouhaha days. Because, you know, sometimes we have dark days with the Warriors. We love our Warriors. Go Dubs. We'll have a special brouhaha with Dean Biersch from Hot Monk and Hobie Wedler, the blind sensory expert. His PhD, as they're going to do a dinner in the dark at Hot Monk. And that'll, like, that's going to be really fun. And then also on the 29th, which is a Tuesday, we are going to have someone, an ambassador from Teeling's Whiskey out of Ireland, and he's going to be here.
Oh, tasting. Very good.
Yeah, I thought Mark would like that. So we'll be doing that on a Tuesday, but that's when he's here from Ireland. So, you know, there's other days that we taste, so we can make your day any day of the week here.
Mm-hmm. Any kind of semi-final thoughts as we begin to wrap it up here?
The seismic porter is quite good. I recommend if you're going to stamp your passport, get over there to the seismic and try the porter. It's quite a beer.
And then where do we get the Visit Santa Rosa February passports?
The beer passport, yes, at the Welcome Center, at Willoughby's, or any of the participating breweries.
Okay, so that's like Fog Belt and Plow, Hen House.
Any brewery that's open in Santa Rosa plus Bear Republic.
Bear Republic.
Would that include the Petaluma Willoughby's, by the way?
You know what? I can probably have them take a few down there.
We're
a good thought.
We're lucky enough in Petaluma to have a Willoughby's, and they have lots of selection there. It's a good place to go.
I know someone at the Santa Rosa one who might be able to get them down there from Rosa Willoughby's.
Right next to the Smart Station.
Yeah.
And then you guys will be part of San Francisco Beer Week all week from the February 1st to the 10th.
Yeah.
And then the first 2 weeks, you know, we've got the Pliny the Younger going on here in Sonoma County. And then all of February, we're really busy with beer around here.
Actually, that was just making me think. We are having the mayor of Santa Rosa do a proclamation for February on the 29th.
Oh.
Of January, but I think we should change that because I just realized February 1st is the start of SF Beer Week with a gala. It's the start of Beer Passport, and it's the start of Pliny. So February 1st needs to be like an official holiday in Sonoma County.
Somehow. You're here.
I agree. We need happy holidays and happy days.
Yes, definitely.
Sounds good.
Drink it.
One other beer I think people should look for. It's not in Sonoma County. I hate to mention it, but Drake's 1500. Unbelievably good draft beer. I had it out at Nick's Cove yesterday. So we're so lucky to live where we live with all these great beers.
There is actually something very interesting happening in February also. It's called Flagship February. And, Mark, this totally affects you. That Flagship February is talking about beers that people aren't like... You know,
breweries that started this whole thing.
Yeah, and then, you know, like a lot of millennials, they want a different beer every week. They want a new one. But Anchor Steam and Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, and I think also like I think Ling Ling is one of them.
Oh, Ling Ling, yeah. The oldest brewery in the
U.S. And I think Sam Adams is actually one of them all. So they're all doing the flagship beers for February, and we're going to be talking about that also as well. But Anchor Steam... We got to hear that.
Somebody, I haven't seen the article, but I hear somebody wrote an article. It's okay to drink the same beer twice.
Yes.
It used to be that if you drank a beer, you were brand loyal. That was your beer.
Yeah.
Boy, those days are gone. Now everybody tries everything, which has a very good side to it.
And Mark, you mentioned Drake's and not being in Sonoma County, but there's a great event on February 4th. It's actually Brewer versus Brewer, and it's Drake's versus Hen House.
Oh.
So if you want the best of Sonoma County and the best outside Sonoma County, like you mentioned.
Where is that going to be?
That is going to be at Drake's dealership in Oakland.
Ah, very good.
And it's actually a beer dinner with Drake's and Hen House. So you get beer from each, you get food. It's going to be a whole bunch of fun.
Oh, that'll be a good night.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Bear Republic did a big collaboration beer also for SF Beer Week. Actually, a lot of our breweries at Hen House did one. Bear Republic did one. So when you go to the different breweries here in Sonoma County that are like, and also on the Beer Passport as well, you know, you can ask them if they've got that SF Beer Week collaboration, or go on sfbeerweek.org and go visit our breweries in San Francisco and Oakland.
Yeah, the SF Beer Week website has all these events listed, and it's unbelievable the numbers of events. And some of the good events. events that where you're getting real variety and not necessarily a tap takeover, but a good variety. You might meet a brewer one night you want to meet. There's lots going on.
And I have to ask you, are you the one that gets to travel for Seismic too? Because I know Seismic Brewing is doing a dinner and lunch at Armadillo Willie's in Los Altos coming up as part of SF Beer Week.
I will not have the pleasure of attending that one myself, but throughout SF Beer Week, we've got events going on all over San Francisco.
Yeah, you do. You have quite a few throughout the whole Bay Area. It's great to see the list and looking forward to showing everything that Seismic has to offer throughout the whole Bay Area, including all the way down to Los Altos.
Yeah. Seismic's doing, they're going to have their in-house band, Down Dirty Shake, Anthony, who works for Seismic, and they're going to be at Amnesia with a Seismic tap takeover. And a band, and that's down in Amnesia in San Francisco. I guess that's in the Mission, right?
Correct. Yeah, Cans and Jams. They are so much fun. If you haven't been to one yet, please, please come out. Yeah. Good time.
Well, we're almost out of time here. I have to thank everyone here at Brouhaha. We've been discussing and sampling various beers. Yeah, it's a tough job, but somebody had to do it, right?
That's it.
And we were up to it, weren't we, folks?
Yeah. Thanks for letting me be a guest on the tough job one.
Yeah, I know. It's really grueling, but we managed to make our way through it. But hey, I thank you for coming in and sharing all the information, all the beers, and I want to thank all my listeners, my other guests as well. This is Pete Fopiano sitting in for Steve Jackson.
Hello to Steve.
Hope you're well.
Steve, everybody says hi, and looking forward to your return.